The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Friday, the 22nd of August, 7:05 in the morning, right here at Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
On KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Hey, the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. David Mikey is at the helm.
Good morning, David. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yesterday was National Radio Day.
Oh, yes.
And what's today?
Well, we've got National Surgical Oncologist Day.
Oh, guess what? Next week we're going to be launching a new show called, I think the title is Behind the Pink Mic, with Dr. Lauren Strickland, who's a surgical
oncologist.
Breast oncologist. Yeah. And she is going to be really bringing in some fantastic, interesting new guests. And that starts the first Tuesday of September.
Okay. What's weather look like there?
Hey, we have under a heat advisory, folks. 104 today. Overnight lows of 76.
It was hot yesterday.
I know, and coming in on the...
It was hot
it sucked
yesterday.
In. Yes, it did.
It seemed like it.
And getting in and out of the car was just like, oof, 103 on Saturday. Sunday's calling for 103 as well, so we have a hot weekend ahead of us. Monday's calling for 103 just across the next 5 days. It's all above triple digits. Tuesday, 102. Now, Monday night looks like there could be a chance of showers. But, you know, as we look at the forecast every day, you know, the weather pattern does change. But according to what we're looking at right now, we do have this heat advisory. The weather is brought to you by our friend. Everybody said for minutes because there is a furry critter that licked my foot underneath the...
It wasn't me. And I don't think it was David. You're still in the production.
Anyway, so I went, okay. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business. We love the Kinney family. They've been sponsoring the weather reads since we started here. 16 years ago, December will be 16 years. 365-3793 for all of your gas and propane needs.
Yeah, we've got Neil here with
Neil,
us.
Neil, heavy human. He's 11 months old, and he's a
Katrina.
Brindle.
Oh,
good
my
morning,
gosh.
Katrina.
Good morning.
He is just a little love.
Comes he's
over,
cute.
Licked Linda's toes. He's licking my hands. He kind of puts his paws up on our table here. He goes, what's going on, Katrina?
Right, I should just let him speak for himself.
Okay.
He wants to.
We have the blue mic.
True.
Blue mic's open. Okay. Tell us about Neil.
Yes, like you said, Neil's 11 months old. He's a pit mix, beautiful brindle guy. He came to Haven a couple months ago as a stray, and he did come in with a brother who has since been adopted. Neil, I think, has been having a little bit of a hard time finding a family because in his kennel he seems very insecure, not like what you're seeing right now. but he's kind of unsure in his kennel, but outside of it, I mean, he's a very typical, vivacious puppy. He's super sweet, super eager to please, and just very social. And something kind of cool that we actually learned about Neil recently is that he's really, really good with other dogs in that he's very good at reading other dogs and kind of adjusting his behavior to what makes them comfortable. So he has been kind of a superstar in our dog play group that we put on because he has been really good at
that's him talking.
With
that's
everybody.
Him on the microphone. Yeah.
No, you would be able to spot this dog. He's got interesting markings, and you would be able. Hi.
Hey, Neil.
What you doing there? You'd be able to spot him.
Did you get a photo of him?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
He's so cute.
He is the first dog besides Buford that's come up on the... and when Buford came up on the table, looked around, it was quite interesting. Anyway. Okay, so we need to find a home.
For Neil.
He's cute.
Yeah, and he's about, what, 50, maybe... 50 pounds, 45, 50?
I would say so about that. Yeah. He's pretty lean.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the lean side of a pit mix. And he has a kind of a really fun curled up tail, which I think is very charming.
Yeah. Just like?
Just Buford.
Okay,
I know your type.
this looks like a this just looks like a just a good dog to have for the house and the kids, and I mean, take them for walks.
Mm-hmm.
All the dogs you bring in here, yeah. I think are just little great dogs. And so this is Neil. He is friendly. He comes over and
total brindle.
Licks your hands, licks your toes.
But I mean, he is very recognizable.
Oh yeah.
You know, when he walked in, I mean, his spots and his coloring is quite unique. Like if there were 20 dogs up at the doggy park, you would see him. You would know exactly.
You would find him.
Yeah.
So what else is going on there, kiddo?
Of course, we have Bark, Wine, and Brew coming up October 4th.
How are the ticket sales going for that?
They're going pretty good. I believe we do still have some left.
All right.
So if you're interested, call 530-241-5262.
And
that's
it's
right.
Definitely
and here's
pirate
why.
Themed.
It is pirate themed, and it always sells out, and it's always a great time. There's people bringing their successful adoption stories in. What if we should bring in Buford?
They took pictures last year because we adopted them last year. So showed pictures of Buford last year.
Okay, we were there last year. Okay.
Yeah, of course. And that's a really, to me, that's one of our favorite events of the year. It's nice to see, the people who come out in costume, how they do their tables, and the baking, auction is amazing.
It's themed. It's your desserts are themed from whatever it is.
Well, it's pirate
themed. So it'll
be like,
it'll be pirate.
Yeah,
type,
arg.
Pirate type cakes and
Bark
pies.
Bark me matey or arg.
Arg. Arg.
We'll have to think of a fun pirate slogan for it.
Yeah.
The calendar. Huge. That was a big success.
It was awesome. We just wrapped that up. So, now we have, listed the animals that are going to be featured who won spots in the calendar. That was a great turnout. I mean, a lot better than we could have ever hoped for. So thank you to everyone who participated, whether you submitted a picture or you voted or you ordered a calendar. We're hoping to, make it more of a regular thing we do every year. So a lot of fun.
Well, great.
Where can we get one of those?
You're going to go to havenhumane.org, and then we do have it listed there on our homepage.
Okay, what would be under, because I'm there right now, I'm looking under ways to give?
I would check that out,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
Well, okay. Well, thanks for bringing Neil by, and he's been such a good boy. And he's, he's young, and sure that he's house trained, and...
Or he will be.
Or he will be, yeah. And he gets along with other dogs. And if you have another dog, though, you should bring him down so they can meet to make sure that the other dog gets along with him.
To make
Neil
sure they like
along,
him.
Yeah. Neil will get along with them. And you are, look at you, back up again saying, wait, I can talk for myself. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for bringing Neil by.
Yeah, of course.
And we'll put him... Yes, and we will bring.
We heard you, baby.
And we're going to put him. We'll put a little video on our KCNR Facebook page and photos, so you can see it there too. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698, with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hey,
George, give me a little George Jones. Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. We're both here. How can we both be here at the same time? Some people have said, I've never seen you two together, that we could be like the same person. At different times. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and the Windshield Whisperer himself, Jeff Wurst. That's right. If you've got a small chip in your windshield or cracks up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix them and he guarantees them for the life of the windshield. Don't take chances with your safety, your family safety. Have Jeff take a look at it. He gives free inspections and analysis at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment. I'm telling you, he does fantastic work. Don't go to the ones on the side of the road. He takes your vehicle into a climate-controlled area, fixes your windshield, and guarantees it, like I said. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. I can't say enough about having your windshield repaired at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. Well,
you said you have a lot of stuff that you want to. Is it in your craw or you just want to?
No. This is just the same thing. The Dems passed the redistricting plan. Republicans tried to fight it in court, and the California Supreme Court said no. You have no standing here
And the way they did it, they said, well, they didn't do it for 30, you know, they're supposed to put it out there for 30 days. The bill has to be out there for 30 days. Well, what they did is, the Dems, is they gutted another bill, a gut and switch, I think they call it. They gut another bill that's been out there for over 30 days, and then they just stuck what they wanted, in this case, redistricting it. It is so wrong. It is so opposed by so many people. And it's an open defiance of the people of California who voted to have a commission make the districts and not something like this, which is just a blatant power grab. Taking, it was 52, congressmen, people from California Democrats, 9 that were Republicans. So now they're going to try and take away 5 seats, including our district, which they redrew to make it look like a rat. Yes, that's right. It's a, you know, up there in Shasta and up to Alturas. And then this tail goes all the way down to Marin County. It looks like a rat. But what do you expect from Democrats in control? No, I can say this because if Republicans doing it, I'd say the same thing. Mapuco, what about the Republicans in Texas? Don't care. Should they be doing it? No. Was it drawn before? No. However, I don't live in Texas. I live in California. So there.
All right. So do you feel...
I have more.
Okay. Well,
not from that.
I'm just wondering, we have an interesting group of people, an array of opinions of people that will be around our table tonight.
Well,
and I hope I don't really discuss a lot of politics, but I'm wondering how people feel about redistricting of California.
Well, I had 3 pretty liberal people in here the other day, and every one of them was against it. And then they go, well, what about Texas? I said, I don't care about Texas. It's this little girl's argument. Oh, he did it, so I can do it. No, little child's argument,
all right.
I should say. Not
thank
little
you.
Girls.
Thank you.
I take all that back. It's a child's argument. Okay. Mountain lion attacked a horse.
Oh, no.
On 273, right across from the Wind River Casino. And we know the lady.
We know the person.
We
this
know
is
the
just
lady.
Heartbreaking.
She loves her horses. And
I mean, loves her horses.
No, and this horse was 30 years old and was attacked by a mountain lion. All of the injuries consistent with a mountain lion attack. The veterinarian said, yes, it's a mountain lion attack. Horse had to be euthanized.
Ugh.
But here's the thing is, what Chris said is, my concern is it's right here on 273. It's right there on Girvin Road. A lot of residential area and whatnot. The concern are their children. Are there other animals? You know, if there's a cat down here, somebody ought to look into doing something about it. Excuse me. But yes. I mean, here's the other thing, a lot of homeless, walking in that area around that bridge. Now, Wind River usually keeps it cleaned out, but it's right there. If you're looking at Wind River and you're facing Wind River on 273, just do an about face, and that's where we're talking about where this happened, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it does have an open area there, but how close can you get? I mean, cars going by there all the time.
Well, I know that this person that we're talking about has property across from Wind River, and I was like, how deep back is that property? It's 5 acres, isn't it?
I have no idea.
But still, I have a girlfriend that I take class with, and she has game cams. And, I mean, there was a very heavy, chunky cougar or bobcat.
Uh-huh.
You know, she gets all kinds of things, and then she'll share through the game cam.
It's, speaking of cams,
ooh,
I'm going to tell a story. And
okay.
I'm not going to mention any names, obviously. But if you've got that Ring camera, and which we do, and plus other cameras around the property.
Spotted the skunk at 1 in the morning.
Yep.
Right outside our bedroom door.
Two days. 2 days in a row. I haven't seen him lately. Or her. But... If you're around that Ring camera, my friends, you might want to remember that it's recording not just you being there, but what you're talking about.
What you say.
What you say, because it hears it and it records it, and it stays there until it's deleted, which I do after I look at them. I delete them because there's guys, you know, hundreds a day. An incident happened where some people came to another person's house and badmouthed the people. They weren't there, but said things that weren't very nice. And it was recorded. And they thought they were all friends. And this has changed a relationship.
Yeah, it's a cringe factor. It's a cringe moment.
And the thing is that I don't know what was said or anything like that, but it was just, who knows, if somebody was having a bad day or whatever, but everything they said was recorded right then.
Mm.
I just remember that. If you go over to somebody's house, like if you come over to our house and I go, oh, geez, we have to go in there again, you know.
We have 15 seconds.
I don't mind Linda, but Carl.
We have 15 or 10 seconds on ours, right?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, because we get it. It goes off all day long.
Yeah, well,
I mean, but and I'd rather have it go off all day. Sometimes it's a car, sometimes it's a cat, and then we'll know when we have.
I think you can set that.
Yeah, and then we know when we have a package delivered.
Yeah,
it'll come up on our phone, and we can actually talk to. Yeah,
every day we see the mailman come through.
Yeah,
we see people walking by our property. We see cats and skunks and dogs. Everything.
But I mean, that is just a great Friday message for people to adhere to.
Be aware that if you're out in front of one of those, things you say can be played later. So, what else? 23 arrests Reading police made. Downtown police or the neighborhood police unit and the bike patrol on retail thefts.
Really?
Yeah, caught a bunch of them, you know, for stealing things. Got 16 of them for that. Got 7 for
in the warrants. Stores or in cars or?
They're probably just outside. Retail theft. It's probably out of stores.
Okay.
And, then they got some for outstanding warrants and all types of things. So
they did a crackdown.
Now, here's
okay.
The thing is, it's quality of life, which is what Chief Brian Barner promised. Well, when we get them and you take them over to jail, there's no spot for them. In many cases now, if they find that one of these, you know, one of the people had some serious things going, I'm sure they are going to do something about
mm-hmm.
it. And my final thoughts here, before we get into our Dance with the Stars, is Linda and I had our first rehearsal.
With Bobby Milhouse.
We rehearsed our song.
We are not competing.
We're not competing.
No, we are not competing, but we are performing.
Somehow, they you know, it was easy getting Linda to do this.
No, it wasn't. They've asked me for, I don't want to be a competitor.
I feel like Tommy Smothers right now.
Okay.
If anybody's familiar with Tommy Smothers and the Smothers Brothers, I'd go,
All right.
Anyway, we had our first rehearsal last night. Let me tell you, Bobby Milhouse is one, obviously, hell of an instructor, because he had me doing the dance we're going to do pretty well. And, you know, as long as you can count.
But with so me, far, we haven't counted.
Oh, you have to recognize the music. So that's when you do certain things.
Yeah.
Well, that's way beyond my...
Yeah, so far we
so
haven't
I
counted.
Said, I need you off stage going... Now!
No,
and then I know what I have to do.
We've got little
and even
segment.
You know those little rhythm sticks you had in kindergarten?
Yes.
He needs to have that for me. Do, 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 you know, I need that. And so if, when I'm dancing out there, you're going to hear rhythm sticks in the background. Well, that's it. It's the only reason I can be out there.
You know, I'm really impressed with this year and the press coverage. How much they've reached out, because, you know, a lot of times there was a period there where it was like, well, Dancing with the Stars, we didn't have the contestants on for a couple of years, but this year they've done an all-out mass attack, if you will, about this is going to be sold out. And they've got just, it's really beautiful. So coming up, we've got Jennifer Coy and Luke Swanson, who will be competing in Dancing with the Stars. And a lot of it, we have to understand what they've done is that they draw the dances, but then they also draw, and there is a commitment. We'll talk about that afterwards, about the commitment, about how much money they will raise. So they're on missions to raise money for certain part of departments in one safe place. So it's really it's a dance, it's a show, but it is really about raising funds for One Safe Place. So we're going to talk about that when we get back after the break.
And we've also got another announcement we're going to make right at the top of the hour. That's something that is a first time for us, and I hope that the community is going to enjoy it, because this is a community thing that we're going to be doing. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Yourself and your friends for the hottest male performers leading up the stage on Friday, August 22nd and Saturday, August 23rd. Get your tickets for only $20. Fees. This includes $10 free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Big news, Renning. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and save big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Renning community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Renning to learn more. Sale only valid at the Renning store.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698, with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Woo! Yeah, rhythm is gonna get you, buddy. All mics are up. Yep.
Hello.
Hi, good.
You know what?
Well, we got a full studio.
You know what? Payday was yesterday, and they could care less if I'm on the air. Yeah, I noticed that the closer we get to payday, the more attentive they have for me being on the air when the music stops.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, Colonel Bot, stop it. All right, we're back here, and we are thrilled this morning. We're just going to go right to it because we've got a full studio. We're here with our some of our beautiful dancing stars, Team Jen and Luke. I mean, how can you miss that? It's like in a shirt right on there, Dancing 2025 with Shasta stars. Elizabeth is here, and you've been at the helm making sure everybody gets on for their media. We see it on the TV in the morning. We see it, we hear it all over the radio. So congratulations, because you guys have done a great media blitz.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's for us, it is just so important that the community knows not only about this event, because it's a really, really fun evening, but also just, you know, making sure that everybody knows about the services of One Safe Place so that if and when they know someone who needs them, that we're here.
Well, now, this is a little bit different this year, I think. But, you know, hey, that's what I think. Because each one of the dance teams is representing a different asset
right.
of One Safe Place. And I don't think we've ever done that before. So
correct.
They, you know, they yeah. drew for these. Uh-huh. And so in this case, Jennifer and Luke are going to be doing legal services. They're dancing for the legal services.
Yeah,
to raise funds, specific funds for the spotlight on legal services.
Well, so that's the really interesting thing. So they're not actually just raising funds for legal services. They're raising awareness and spotlighting
yes,
legal services.
Yes.
But okay. every dollar that they raise goes back to One Safe Place to just care for our clients. So wherever that client needs support and assistance. So, but they're spotlighting legal services, which I think just is so important that people understand that we have.
Well, this is like, according to what it says here, this team of legal advocates stands beside survivors as they navigate incredibly difficult moments, such as filing restraining orders, standing, attending court hearings, seeking custody, and more. They ensure that no one has to face the legal system alone. Right there is mm-hmm. a heavy, heavy load where people are really quite sure when they walk through that door, I don't know what to do, what's next, and they're in a dangerous situation.
Yeah, so often it's crisis. They're walking in the heaviest moment of their life. And so making sure that our team is there to help them through those really, you know, sometimes it's complicated when you're not really, when people are in crisis, very often they're not able to think as clearly as they would in other situations. And so our team is there to help them, talk them through all of that. And then if they have to go to court and face a perpetrator, they're standing there next to them. They're standing there to make sure that they are able to go through that and set those boundaries and really empower the clients to kind of walk that journey.
Okay, well, let's talk to our dancer, Jennifer Coy. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Also, we're going to be talking to Luke, because I looked at that incorrectly. Luke. But Jennifer, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am the owner and CEO of Beauty Care Choices here in Shasta Lake. We actually have been in Shasta County for over 20 years. We're a large e-commerce website, and I am a resident of Shasta County, but also went to high school here, moved away for a long time, but came back and raised my family here. I have two kids and two dogs, and I'm just loving this process.
What are you finding out about yourself so far? From what I understand, Luke said earlier that you and both of you, before you started it, you've had about four full rehearsals where you set your dances, you pick your numbers, or the numbers have already, you selected your numbers out of like what, you out of a hat or something like that. So what have you found out so far in your own personal journey in this process?
I love to dance. I think that's been probably one of the biggest things. And I can dance. I've never really danced before, but I'm picking up the choreography, and I feel like I'm really enjoying it a lot. And I think I needed the exercise as well. So just to get me moving, what a great way to do it for such a good cause and to have such passion behind it.
Well, did you find that that when you started, I mean, there's trepidation. You know, you're putting yourself out there.
Oh, I'm scared for the show.
we'll talk about that. You remember when some of us came there and talked to you, but we're going to readdress that. But when your first day, and then it kind of, I am going to do this. That was what hit me was, I'm going to do this at my first rehearsal.
Yeah, I think that was, and I think it kind of, the anxiety or the excitement, both are building. We started and they gave us a little extra time this year, and so it felt a little far away. And then Luke just reminded me, we had a practice last night, and he reminded me, we only have 50 days or something like
that. Oh, my God.
It's coming close.
Well, let's throw it to Luke Swanson. You are, you know, they usually have, you know, a member of the community, and then they have the professional. So tell us a little bit about you, Luke.
Well, I grew up here as well. I grew up in Anderson in Cottonwood. I went off to college, of course. You know, I was freshly 18 and moved down to San Francisco, moved up to the Portland area to finish school. I'm a dental hygienist, so I have my 9-to-5.
Oh, my gosh.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's fun. So
we love our dental hygienists.
Of course, right.
Our hygienists.
So moved after graduating, moved back down to Sacramento. Wasn't quite ready to move to Redding yet. Back home, you know, it seemed a little.
After you've been in the city and in Portland and in Sacramento, you know, but there's something about Redding.
There's
just simplicity, a beautiful simplicity.
So you weren't quite ready.
Weren't quite ready. While I was, you know, away, I got a job at Arthur Murray in Walnut Creek. So I was a dance instructor for about a year.
Have you always danced? I mean, on your own? Were you in any theater productions when you were growing up around here or what?
I went to a small high school, so there was one theater production. I was in the marching band in middle school type thing. Definitely always liked performing. I think I did A Midsummer's Night Dream at the old City Hall across the street here when I
was
young.
Which, by the way, is being conducted again at Shasta College, and they are looking for their auditions are opening.
Midsummer,
you could get Puck this year.
Yeah. At the same time of Dancing with the Stars, Tara also approached me for The Wedding Singer, and I just wasn't quite ready to commit to all of that.
It was a fabulous production.
It really was.
I heard.
Yes, it was great. Now, when they do it again. So now this is getting your feet wet and getting back into it and saying, okay.
From Sacramento, and you were doing the Arthur Murray, then you came back here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I was at Arthur Murray when I lived in the Bay Area in Walnut Creek.
Oh, okay.
And then just finished up school, moved down to Sacramento. I always kept the love of dancing up. And, yes, I have been dancing my whole life.
Okay. So what's it feel like to be the pro? I'm doing air ones. Well, you are a pro, though. Yeah. You've been paid for it, so I'll take those down.
Yeah, okay. I mean, there's always a bit of imposter syndrome at first. You know, I haven't danced my whole life. I wasn't a certified, you know, bronze, silver, gold dancer, anything like that. I didn't do any competitions, but I know the basics. I can pick up dance moves really quickly. I've taught some of my own classes, so I have the chops. Yeah.
All right. Great.
So we're here with Jennifer Coy and Luke Swanson. You can go to onesafeplace.org. OSPShasta.org and look at the different dancers and find out more about them. What dances have you picked out? What have you selected? Can you say?
Or are they secret?
We are kind of keeping it a little bit under
our hat.
A little exciting. We want people to come to the show and watch, but we're doing kind of Latin.
Latin leaning.
Okay.
Yes.
Ooh.
But it's very exciting.
We're not going to tell what we're going to do, and then let them try to guess what kind of dance.
I think it might be a mashup.
Was that salsa or hip hop?
No, it could be a mashup. Yeah, I think we should call it
at the end.
And just to be clear, Carl and Linda are our very first king and queen of Dancing with the Shasta Stars. So if anyone hasn't heard that,
I don't know. That's a little heavy.
I haven't really announced that part.
I expect a crown at the end of this.
I expect a Coors beer at the end of the
night. A tiara might do, but I think a full one is better.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Are you ready for the ultimate slapdown? Slap Wars returns to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Join Heartbot Productions for this battle of the hand on Saturday, September 13th. Watch and all while these Slap Warriors face off to be the last Slappers standing. Tickets for this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP, helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Just trying to keep Linda under control.
All right.
Of course, is well beyond my efforts. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stonecutter, jewelry designers. A great selection of jewelry. Very fair prices. Been in the business here 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated. Been voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. Why? Because they are.
Remember and the first
if
time.
If you're wondering if they have that quality of jewelry you're looking for, this is the only place Linda shops.
I remember the first time I was talking about Four Winds Jewelry when Leonard came in and we did that show at the Cascade, Martinis with Santa, and he brought in like this 4-carat diamond and a diamond necklace and a diamond, the huge. And of course, he had a bodyguard with him and he let me wear them on stage.
Wow.
And then it was like, you know, like we watch, of course, the Academy Awards where they're dressed in the gazillion dollar necklaces and the Bulgari, whatever it's called, you know, the Cartier, this. And after that show was over, he was like right there, like, get the stuff back. I said, you mean I can't just wear it to the after party? No. Four Winds Jewelry, they do stuff like that.
2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Hey, we are here with One Safe Place and the dancers from Dancing with the Stars, Dancing with the Shasta Stars, 2025, Jennifer Coy.
And Luke Swanson.
Who is our celebrity. So, Jennifer, how'd you get into this? I mean, you're a very accomplished person by far. So, but how'd you get into being one of the dancers?
Elizabeth called me.
she was actually nominated from the community. So this year we also did nominations, and she was nominated. People say a lot of great things about Jennifer.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you, Elizabeth, and thank you, Carl. I actually decided to do it. It was I lost my mom in April this year.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. And it was at a time where I just felt like I really, when I deal with stress, I need to dig into something. And this was something I could really give my passion to as I talked to Elizabeth about it. Through the passing of my mom, I had been going to be a CASA volunteer, and I missed the training. And so that was going to be my give back this year. And so as I was talking to Elizabeth, this just seemed to align so well with what I wanted to do in giving back to the children of Shasta County. And then I've learned so much just as I talked to her. I don't think I was aware of what One Safe Place does for our community. And through Luke and I's process, we got assigned awareness for legal services. And what an eye-opening experience this has been to just understand that this is more than domestic violence, which is heavy, child abuse, which is heavy. We've got elder abuse. We've got hate crimes. I mean, they just handle so much of the vulnerable people in our community that how can we not support this? And so it seemed like just a really good way for me to really get involved in the community. My business is international or United States and Canada, and we do a lot online. And through the 20 years raising family, I haven't been as involved in the community as I would have liked. And so I think this is just my chance. My kids have gone off to college, and it's my chance to really introduce my company that's not really been Shasta County based. It's been more online, but also bigger than that is me get more involved in the community.
Beautifully said.
That's great. Because we need to have you back on. Let's talk about this because, you know, people are surprised by how many international mm-hmm. businesses yeah. we have right here in Reading. I mean, it's not like four.
Right.
It's like 50 or something like this, and you are one of them. So, and I did not know about this.
See, we love that about
yeah.
being able to do this kind of work that we get to know so much more about our community. And before we go back and more questions about Luke and the event itself, your bio is very interesting. There's a couple things in there that I think our listeners should know about, that you're a private pilot. Can you kind of give us a little window?
That really means I just got the first step of a pilot's license. But I fly four-seater little Cessna aircraft, and that was, I guess just a little more about my background is I went off in high school right here in Reading. I got my cosmetology license at the Academy of Hair Design, which was next to Montgomery Ward's in Park Marina, and that's I'm dating myself and aging myself here. And then went off to college and got a degree in English. And that's really kind of my passion is I wanted to be a writer, but life kind of puts you in different, you know, directions and you have to make money. And so hairdressing was my fallback career that ended up being a long career. But I, through the process when I was in college, I was working for, an aviation company. I started here in Reading at Millionaire, which Reading Air Service used to be a company called Millionaire. And I transferred to go to school in Los Angeles to another Millionaire in Van Nuys, which is where I got my pilot's license and had a wonderful, wonderful career in aviation. Owned an aircraft charter company. And
you owned an aircraft charter company?
I did, yeah. Legend Air Services in Van Nuys, California, and brokered little small jets. So I had a charter certificate where I Westwind's Citation, Learjets, brokered them for.
That must have been a very, that's a whole.
That's when you come in next time.
Yeah, that's a whole article. It's a whole book. And so, Luke, have you gone up yet in the, in a plane ride?
I wish. No time yet.
Okay.
Gotta nail our dances first.
She'll be up in the plane and she'll say, okay, in the third, what are we doing in the third? In the third spin, what is it? And then you'll be like, oh, you better think about it right now.
What would you say, and I'm going to ask both of you this, what would you say so far has been your biggest surprise?
Go ahead, Luke.
I think for both of us it's the same. It's that we thought we're raising money for lawyers, and that's really not the case for this situation. None of the money goes to lawyers. It's all to
volunteers.
Crisis Hotline volunteers, and volunteers helping with paperwork and intake and just someone there to greet you walking through the door when you come, and, you know, people are so scared and so vulnerable in that moment.
When people walk through that door the first time, you're catching them at probably one of their lowest moments of their lives.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine
how scary that is. And to know that there is a place, I honestly feel like sometimes that's the biggest barrier to asking for help, is not knowing how to. That's scary. I mean, I myself, having just dealt with like legal stuff for wills and things like that with my mom, it's scary in its complicated in the paperwork, how to figure it out, what needs to be done. They have a table inside the courthouse. The judge knows that the person is with One Safe Place. You feel held and protected and secure, especially if you're in a dangerous situation. So just to know that this first access for help is available here is so important, because that is going to be how they get protection in child custody paperwork, protecting your kids, protecting your parents. I mean, how much more important could it get? I think that's been my biggest surprise, is definitely all of the services at One Safe Place.
All right.
Well, you guys are definitely spotlighting putting a spotlight on the legal services, and we've learned so much here about hate crimes and elder abuse. That's not something really that I think has been in the mix. We think of kids, and we think of spousal abuse.
Right. So, and that's a really interesting thing, is that One Safe Place is a family justice center. And so it's actually, when it was Shasta Women's Refuge and came together with the Family Justice Center, it's actually much more inclusive than just domestic violence. But there's also that perception that domestic violence is just intimate partner violence, and it's not. Domestic violence actually is family violence and elder abuse and human trafficking and intimate partner violence. And then, so it covers so many things, and One Safe Place is the county's domestic violence rape crisis center, but it's also just available for victims of crime.
And the thing is people, and you got to get away from the idea it's just women.
Right.
Because you're also helping men who are victims of domestic violence.
Correct.
And of other
or elder things, abuse.
Or elder
right.
abuse.
Right. Of
like
all of
that.
Those things. Right. Yeah. So we help anyone who walks into our doors and has just been a victim of crime. We'll help them get the resources that they need and help them to figure out what it is that they need.
And plus, you'll give them a sanctuary.
Correct.
In many cases, you've got a sanctuary there for them, their children.
Yeah, and
if
that's what is determined that is the next right thing for them is to come into our emergency shelter, that's available. So, and we have a transitional housing program and just a lot of that crisis resources, so that people have what they need in that next first, second, third, 15th step in that process.
Yeah, well, we're fortunate, very fortunate to have something like One Safe Place. There's
right.
many counties that don't have this. And, you know, and we talk about our level of domestic violence and these things. I think part of that reason is is that we take it seriously here in Shasta County. People are trained to look at this and to report it. Where you may be in another county, they could be it could be worse by far.
Yeah.
But nobody reports it. Nobody knows what to do with it. But we're so far ahead of the game here, thanks to One Safe Place and people like Jennifer and Luke.
Yeah.
They're putting it out there on the stage for 2 minutes? 3 minutes?
Ish.
Well, we have two dances.
Dancing with the Shasta Stars. You can go online and you can find Jennifer Coy and Luke Swanson. We will have all of the contestants on.
Do you have a fundraiser y'all are doing?
We do.
Tell us about it.
We do. You can go into Dill's Deli or 32 Below. We have two raffle baskets that are worth well over $500 each, and you scan our QR code. Every $10 donation gets you an entry, and every $100 donation gets you 20 entries. And these baskets are just full of all kinds of stuff to update your whole beauty regimen, from your blow dryer to your tools and your skincare. Super fun stuff. And then we have little cosmetic beauty bags that you can come into Beauty Care Choices and scan the QR code for a $25 donation. You get one of these bags, and it's well over a $40 value. We've sold quite a few of them, and we're very excited about
Beauty Care Choices. Quickly, tell us where that is.
2962 Cascade Boulevard in Shasta Lake, right next to the Orange and Ace Hardware.
Okay, I've seen that. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
People drive by, don't know what it is.
Yes,
but that's
okay.
Us.
Jennifer Coy and Luke
Swanson.
Swanson, thank you. I'm sitting here looking
that's
at
right.
it.
That's right, Jennifer Coy and Luke Swanson.
Dancing with the Stars, Shasta style.
October 18th.
And get your tickets. Start getting your tickets now because this is going to be sold out.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Tickets go on sale September 1st on the Cascade website.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for putting it out there
Thanks
for our community.
Thank you both.
Thanks for having us.
You betcha.
Great.
All right. We're going to take a break for the news, and we've got some Mustang trainers joining us right after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
There is part of President Trump's crackdown on crime in the capital city. Wall Street's rallying following remarks this morning by Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. The Fed chief signaling the central bank is open to cutting interest rates, but Powell offers no indication of the timetable for that. Another legal victory for President Trump: an appeals court tossing out a massive civil fraud penalty against Mr. Trump in New York.
Donald Trump will not have to pay more than $515 million in penalties, even though an appeals court upheld a judge's finding that he engaged in fraud. The five-judge panel said the monetary penalty was excessive. The president, who had argued the case was politically motivated, declared victory after learning the news. However, the court upheld other punishments, including banning the president and his two eldest sons from serving in corporate leadership for a few years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Maryland home and the Washington office of former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton have been raided by the FBI, part of an investigation into the handling of classified information. Hurricane Erin continues to generate tropical storm force winds, very heavy surf, from the coastal mid-Atlantic north into southern New England. Authorities have pleaded with people to stay out of the ocean. Erin is now a Category 1 storm, slowly moving away from the east coast. And Israel rejecting the UN's declaration of famine in Gaza, a declaration that places the blame on Israel. The Israeli Foreign Ministry says Hamas propaganda is at the root of the famine declaration. Wall Street, the Dow is up 812 points. The Nasdaq ahead, 395. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart. I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from Pure Talk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking and the necessary. Just dial #250, say keyword micro to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's #250. Say micro to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Israel issues a stern warning to Hamas amid an Israeli military takeover of Gaza City.
Israel's defense minister has warned that Gaza City could be destroyed. That's unless Hamas accepts Israel's conditions to end the war as the country prepares for an expanded offensive in the area. Israel Katz wrote on a post on social media platform X, "The gates of hell will soon open on the heads of Hamas until they agree to Israel's conditions for ending the war." His comments come a day after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would allow the military to mount a major operation to seize Gaza City. Netanyahu added that negotiations would also restart with Hamas, aimed at returning all the remaining hostages and ending the war on Israel's terms. The wide-scale operation in Gaza City could start within days. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
News and analysis at townhall.com. www.gazacity.com. Police divers in Italy have cleaned one of the biggest underwater attractions of the Mediterranean.
They've used pressurized water hoses to remove crustaceans from the Christ of the Abyss statue that was placed on the seabed off northern Italy in 1954 as a memorial to those who have died at sea. The 2.5-meter-tall bronze statue depicts Christ with his hands raised in blessing. It was made using the melted-down medals of Italy's fallen soldiers, cannons, and ships, and is considered a symbol of sacrifice in World War II. The statue is about 300 meters off the beach at a depth of about 18 meters near Portofino. Keith Peters, Washington.
Federal auto safety regulators looking into why Tesla has repeatedly broken rules that require the rapid reporting of crashes involving its self-driving technology may soon be deployed in millions of its cars in the U.S. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 22nd of August, 8:05 in the morning, in the news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. And on the line is Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Susan, from Stifel Investments, First Vice President on Park Marina Drive. That's S-T-I-F-E-L. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are rallying this morning after a dovish tone by Fed Chair Powell, noting rate cuts may be warranted now. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 870 points at 45,656. The S&P 500 is up 105 points at 6,475. And the NASDAQ Composite is gaining 407 points at 21,507.
Wow.
Active stocks this morning. I know, it's a great day on Wall Street. Active stocks this morning. Open Door Technology up 82 cents, trading at 442. NIO up 74 cents, trading at 628 per share. Lucid down a penny at $2.09. And NVIDIA up $2.28 at 177.26. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 4.261%, going lower this morning. And commodity prices are higher. Gold is up $35 an ounce at $3,417. Silver positive 84 cents at $38.88 per ounce. And crude oil is flat at $63 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSC for KCNR. You never
know it's what all your day in the stock market!
Yeah,
enjoy your day!
You know, I play the stock market, and I bought a cow.
Yeah.
And that's my.
Oh. I think I've got a better
chance of understanding the cow than I do. But that's what you're there for, Susan.
That's
okay.
Right.
That's right.
Susan Eastman. She is the
you
first
too.
Vice President
you know
of
how
Investments.
Busy, you know how busy she is.
Oh,
her
she
day
is
starts,
so dedicated.
Her day started like 3 hours
well,
ago.
Well, you know, on last Wednesday, she co-hosted with me, but at 8 o'clock she said, "Do you really need me?" Because I know she's just always thinking about her clients. When she does investment portfolios, that's her deal. And there's new people that are coming in and they're thinking about where am I, what's my 401, what am I going to do? Yep. Maybe inherited money, or I don't know how this is working. So you could sit down with Susan Eastman at Stifel, S-T-I-F-E-L, located in Park Marina. She's right here, great Reading contact. You can give her a call at 530-244-7199.
Okay, we're getting ready to make a big announcement here today. After you do the weather.
All right, we are under a heat advisory first. Let's get right to it. We're going to about 104 today. Our overnight lows will be 76. Saturday calls for 103. Again, as we look throughout Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the only change is a degree here and there, but it's 103, 103, 103, 102. Now, perhaps Monday night looks like we could have a slight chance of showers, then mostly clear, but this is underlined as a heat advisory, and the weather Fireworks brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane with a 104-degree forecast today and overnight lows of 76. Shasta Gas Propane, that is in Anderson, 365-3793.
A locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business.
Right.
I didn't know if you were going to say
that. Yes, of course. Well, but it's always good for you to chew.
If you fool me.
I know. I always will fool you. That's my job.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job.
Okay, good.
Okay, we have a huge announcement to make. Are you ready?
Yes.
Can we have a little drum roll? Or trumpets? How about this?
Yeah, in about 15 seconds here.
Okay, that's okay. It's too late. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your home radio, is going to broadcast the Simpson University home football games this year.
Okay.
It's a marriage made in heaven for us. We'll be broadcasting the games and at the same time broadcasting off their YouTube channel or whatever channel they have out there. And so we'll get that schedule up. And
does that mean we can stream as well? Stream it?
Well, we're going to be streaming our show, but
right.
Not theirs.
Okay.
They've got their own thing. But we're going to start that in the first home game of the season. So before those, and including homecoming. So, and
hey, Carl, there is 5 home games. I wasn't sure if you...
they told me 4.
There's... Okay. Yeah,
okay, well, we'll do... But if it's 4 or 5,
We're good.
One
we're
of
good.
Them's a JV game.
Okay, no, we don't do the JV game.
Okay.
That's the one. Okay.
Top.
So, we're doing 4 games, including homecoming. So, super. That's the news. Now, we're here with royalty. Formerly, Miss Reading Rodeo 2024, Belinda Brookings.
Good morning.
Good morning, Belinda.
And you brought with you Dixie LaFontaine or LaFountain?
LaFountain.
Oh, put that right in front of your face.
There you go. Getting what a great
closer,
name.
Closer, because you have a, you have a soft voice.
You guys walked in this morning while we were with the cast of Dancing with the Stars, some of them, and I thought, okay, now wait a minute. I'm trying to, like, recognize who we have on. And then when Carl... told me at the break, I was like, oh, this is going to be great.
They said, because I don't tell Linda sometimes what the show's going to be about because I'm just selfish and forget. Okay, so Belinda, tell us a little bit about you. And we're going to do the same thing with Dixie. Don't tell us what we're talking about yet, but just tell us a little bit about you.
All right, let's see. This is my third time coming on the show with you guys.
Okay.
And I enjoy it every single time. I live in Lewiston, California, so just over the hill, and I'm involved in the equine horse world, but my day-to-day job is I work on the actual highway with Caltrans, so I'm an operator on the road.
Are you a heavy equipment?
Yes, sir, I am.
That's the thing. When I said, the heavy equipment operator, because Shasta College has classes out there, and people have get it in their head that it's a, it's just male. No.
No,
there's
not.
A lot of women out there working on the, driving the big stuff.
Yep, and a lot of the time, I don't mean to be biased at all, but women are a little more attention to detail sometimes.
Can you believe that?
I know, it's shocking.
I just can't hardly believe that. Anyway.
Well, like, for instance, give us a visual when you talk about heavy equipment, for instance, like what kind?
Working on the road, so a little bit of background. I grew up around heavy equipment. My dad's an owner-operator. He runs his own business. My grandpa did it. It's kind of what our family's done, so I'm really comfortable in that aspect. Working on the road, what we're mostly doing is plowing snow in the wintertime, which is a lot of fun. That's probably my most favorite part. We're running front-end loaders. We're running grinders. We're running rollers, sweepers, graders, everything. I mean, we're out here to kind of keep the road safe and to keep everybody on the road. So there's lots of different...
Do you ever drive the snow plows?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, then I know somebody we can call for going over the hill in the looks bad. Meet us right before Eskimo Hill.
Yes. No, I'm usually stationed up on Buckhorn, so in the middle, and I like working night shift. That's probably what I'll be doing this winter. So if you're going over in the middle of the night, usually I'm
So you have no fear of black ice on Buckhorn.
Hey, I am in the safest rig that I could possibly be in, so...
Wow.
I'm okay with it.
Well, you know,
they
keep tempting me to go out there. And I have to admit.
Out where?
to Shasta College to take that heavy equipment course. Yeah. I mean, every time, Carl, come on out.
You could say you did it.
Well, you know what? It's my great uncle drove a dozer in Missouri on the roads.
Yeah.
And we still got an ancient video of me sitting right beside him as we're going down, you know, with the old dozers with, you know, with the levers and everything, going down the road, just getting covered with dirt.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other day I drove a front loader, and my friend's place, and picking up big rocks.
Yeah.
And I didn't get into, you know, grabbing the rocks, but I drove it around, and I thought, oh, I like this.
Yep.
I like this.
It's exhilarating.
There's something about it, even though that you're going very slow.
Yep.
I've got to watch this. So, okay, well, so that's what you do, and just to be able to do what you love.
Yes. No, that is my 9-to-5 that pays for what I like to do on the weekends.
Okay.
When I get
all right. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win drawing. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, yeah, I think we need this kind of music for the rest of the show there, Dave. Good choice, buddy. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 8:18 in the morning here on the 22nd. It's going to go up to 104 today, I think.
So 104. So it's all gonna be a week little, it's going
to
be in
portion of the show brought to you by
Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy was here last week. It was amazing to hear what she talked about with, you know, all the different Medicare A, B, C, and D. You may be unsure about that. Well, she will sit down with a, you know, free appraisal with you to talk about where are you with your health insurance, your home insurance, your car insurance, all of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's always helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Her Maxwell Insurance and Financial, the staff is amazing. Give them a call at 530-221-0441. All right.
Okay. Now we are here with Belinda Brookins, who we just talked to, and Dixie LaFountain.
LaFountain.
Right. Yes. And Dixie, let's talk about you a little bit. So who's Dixie? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm basically just a housewife. I don't do anything fancy like Belinda does. But I am a horse trainer. I've been a horse trainer my whole life, doing it basically for volunteer with the BLM.
How did you get into that?
So I adopted my first Mustang when I was in high school, and I fell in love with the horse. I started going to BLM adoptions out of Litchfield and got to know the staff up there, became part of their program with their volunteer program, started gentling Mustangs just to help the horses find new homes, and it was all volunteer.
Well, now, we went up to Devil's Garden when we were up there, specifically went up there to look at the horses. We already had a horse, and that wasn't enough punishment, so we looked at another one. And Mustangs, if we want to talk about the Mustangs, the, you know, feral horses or Mustangs, there's thousands of them in the West. Unfortunately, the terrain and the environment won't take thousands of horses, so they round them up every year.
And yes.
Tell me when I start going wrong here.
You're right.
They round them up, and they round them up humanely.
Yes.
You know, probably in previous decades, maybe not as much, but they round them up. Mm-hmm. Then they put them in different holding areas.
Correct.
Throughout the United States. Now, I have no idea how many of them are in the holding areas. I know it's thousands.
Yes.
And then, so where they're fed. And mm-hmm. But they've gotten them off the range and into holding areas where they're treated humanely, their hooves are done, the vets look at them and all this, but they're just corralled.
And they get neutered, right, so they don't keep breeding.
Yeah, right away.
Yeah, they get gelded.
Because you have an 8-year-old mare, she's probably already had six foals.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that about right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, which weakens them, of course, every year. But then, so they're all fixed, you might say. Mainly you have to fix the stallions.
Correct.
I think you have to fix the mares.
Right.
But so you fix the stallions. And then there, and this is where I get a little nebulous, so this is where, is they put these horses, all of them, are up for adoption?
Correct, yes.
So tell us a little bit about that, and then what you do specifically in, you know, for the BLM.
So the horses all go up for adoption for $125. That includes donkeys. We have burros on the range, so you can also adopt a burro. You have to fill out your BLM application, be approved. There are standards you have to have for your housing for the burros or the horses.
And one of them is a 5-foot fence.
So it's a 5-foot fence if the horse is a yearling or you have a donkey.
Okay.
If it is a 2-year-old or older, then the fence has to be 6 foot.
Six feet.
Yes. You can't have any wire because the horses are not used to wire.
Okay.
So it has to be a solid structure like pipe paneling, wood, and you have to have a shelter with two sides.
Okay.
Now, depending on what state you live in, the shelters can be different, just because some, like in Arizona, they don't have the snow like we do. Mm-hmm. But then in Montana, you have even more snow. So the shelters will vary from different states on what the requirements are.
A place where the horse can get out of the weather, going to be fed.
Yes.
And in a corral big enough to contain them, because these things climb like cats.
Exactly, yes.
And these horses climb like cats.
Yes, they do. They go over, I've seen horses go over a 6-foot fence with no problem.
Was there somebody in your family, because I'm just kind of like, was it through 4-H? How did you just get involved with, the BLM has got these wild Mustangs, I think I'm going to do that?
So I grew up with horses. They've always been a part of my life. Ever since I was little, I can remember I've had horses in my life. But it wasn't until I was probably, I think, in eighth grade, we moved to a new house, and my neighbor had Mustangs. And that's the horses that she rode, and she rode them in all the Gymkhanas and then 4-H. I had an Arabian horse I showed in 4-H, and I fell in love with her Mustang. And it just went from there, me asking, where did she get her horse? How did she go about training her horse? And she led me to the BLM. I found the BLM, and I've been working with them ever since and gentling the Mustangs.
So what do you do specifically with the BLM?
So what I would do is I would go get the horse from BLM. I would just go up to the corrals. I'd pick out a horse that I want to train. I would bring the horse home. And I would do the gentling process with it. I would not break it to ride. I do all the groundwork so that when the horse leaves my house, it is ready for somebody to ride.
You can pick up its feet.
You can pick up its feet. You can brush it. You can trailer it. It halters. It bays. It does stuff like crossing bridges, crossing water. It ponies really good, so I can take it on trail rides with my other horse. All the way to throwing tarps over it and saddling it. And
so you've desensitized it from a lot of those things. So,
yes.
And trust me, my friends, you get a horse that can do those things. You so much appreciate it. Our horse can do all those things. I'm not sure about the tarp.
But you take a horse in the wild.
But what I'm saying is she gets it to the point that if you buy this horse, the next step then is putting a saddle on it.
The horses that I have are already saddled, so they're used to having a saddle on them.
They're used to having the saddles, too.
They have everything done to them, just ready for that person to put a foot in the stirrup and climb on.
And swing over.
Yep.
Now, do the rules change once you have your horse that you've completed? Is there a term that you use when the horse is ready to go to somebody to adopt it now from you?
We just say that they're gentled.
They're gentled.
They're gentled.
Dixie, so then the horse is no longer the 125.
Now, it is.
It is?
It is. So when I was working with BLM doing all their adoption sites, the horse is available for adoption for starting price of $125. Now, if there is multiple people that were interested in bidding on this
horse, then
they can bid up the price.
Now,
but the starting price is $125.
Okay. Now, I know that the correctional facility over in Nevada in Silver City, Virginia? No, where's there? There's a correctional facility that takes Mustangs. And they essentially do the same thing you do, including riding them. And then you can go over to – where is this?
I'm not sure. There's a movie on it.
I want to say Silver City.
It's a documentary. It was
wherever
so good.
Wherever their prison is, they're right outside of Reno. And people come in, and then they'll auction these horses off.
Yes.
And you know, some of them go for $3,000-$4,000 or more, and others don't. It just depends on the horse.
Right.
So, but what you're doing is phenomenal. Because you're taking an animal sometimes. How old are the ones you usually take?
I usually take 2-year-olds.
2-year-olds. Because the older they are.
The older they are, the more difficult they are to
train.
And
especially if they were stallions and they get gelded when they're, say, 7. You've got more work to do.
There's a lot more work to do. Yes.
Because, so the place you were talking about is Northern Nevada Correctional Center Wild Horse Training Facility.
If you look that up, and they'll show when their adoptions are, and they'll tell you all about the horses, too, size, what they've done, what they can do, all those.
Yeah.
So we're here with Dixie LaFountain and Belinda Brookings. And
our former Miss Reading Rodeo, by the way, of 2024.
Right. And what we're talking about is the... we're going to talk about a contest or
Mustang. Is it a Mustang adoption challenge?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
And we're going to talk about that when we get back in this next half hour. I've seen this. I have seen this. And on, if you go to YouTube and look it up, and you'll get an idea where people will take this challenge, and we're going to talk to Belinda about what it's like to get into something like this. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, established 1960, been in the same location since 67. I've been going there since I got back in country and came up here since 2007. Never had a bad haircut. It's a great barbershop. It is not a hair salon. No, you're not going to get your hair blown dry. And she said, hey, how about a shampoo? Everybody be laughing, rolling on the floor, and you look like an idiot. So don't ask for a shampoo, okay? You have a shampoo and a blowout? No, it's a barbershop. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478, so it works on my schedule. Roll in, get a haircut, roll out, or I just hang around and read Car and Track. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Belinda and Dixie.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and save big. Get 15% off GMV soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Still only valid at the Redding store.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're talking to Belinda Brookings and Dixie LaFountain about the Mustang Adoption Challenge. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, and we've been talking about their background, and they've got both of them extensive backgrounds in horses. And Dixie, what she does, she'll go up in a take a Mustang and completely gentle it, desensitize it from noises, crossing things, load it into the, a load, and she's had a saddle on it, and it's been pony. The only thing that she doesn't do is put her foot in the stirrup and swing over. So, and people then can get into the auction and buy it for $125, if they're lucky. This one I was looking at, that Belinda was showing me, it's up to $3,000 already on it. Hmm. And so, anyway, that's where we are. So, Belinda, tell us what you're doing.
All right. Well, I Dixie and I have been friends for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I have always, she's tried to talk me into it before, but to do a Mustang challenge with her. And I finally told myself, I was like, all right, I'll do it. Fine. Talked me into it. So I sent in an application, and the group that we're with right now is Teens in Oregon Mustang Challenge. And they're up in Oregon. California, as of right now, has been in and out of different types of groups that are like this, but as of right now, there's not one currently in California.
Part of the challenge itself. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, similar. I mean, there's a few different groups that put together shows, and Dixie can elaborate on this a little bit more. There was the tip group. Like, there's different challenges that go on.
Okay.
And it's for trainers to basically get a horse and to showcase what they know. And sometimes those horses are for sale, sometimes they're not. Every challenge is run a little bit differently.
We have at least two adoption areas. We have Devil's Garden, and then there's, would you say the other one's
it's in Litchfield.
Litchfield. Mm-hmm. Is there any other in California?
Yes. We also have one in Ridgecrest.
Ridgecrest. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
So Devil's Garden is mostly ran by BLM. By Forest Service.
Oh, Forest Service, that's right.
And then the other two are run by BLM.
Okay. Yeah. Different rules.
Different rules.
Like the Forest Service doesn't do, do they do the freeze brands?
I'm not really sure about the Forest Service.
There's something about the Forest Service that's just a little bit different, but they too have horses they round up.
They do, yes.
Okay. Yep. So you've gotten involved in this.
Yes.
So what happens?
So this is, I guess I have a little bit of a background in starting different types of horses. I went to school for it. I grew up with horses, and it's always been something I wanted to do. But this is my first Mustang challenge. My mom rides a Mustang that Dixie actually trained and took to Texas to the Mustang Makeover back in 2007. And we still have, let's see, Otter is now 22, and we've had him for a long time. But so I've always had a soft spot for Mustangs and the way that they think, but I decided to challenge myself a little bit more and enter this challenge. And so I sent in an application, kind of almost like a resume, like this is what I know, this is kind of my standpoint from a horse trainer's perspective, and either they approve or deny you. And I got the letter of like acceptance, and I was like, all right, we're doing it. I was given a group of about 30 horses, and we were told to choose our top five. And so all of the trainers in this group do the same thing. So they go through these horses, you pick your top five, and you actually don't know which one you're going home with until they run it in the trailer. And so that was really cool. I ended up with a 7-year-old gelding from the South Steens Mountain Range. So he's out of southeastern Oregon in kind of the high desert there. And, he's 7. He was a stud out on the range for 6 years.
Oh.
And he stands 14'2", so he's on the shorter side, but he's built like a brick house. And it's been a very rewarding and humbling experience, being that I've done a lot of domestic horses, and I was like, I'm going to challenge myself here and now on this side of it, like, we are literally, today's Friday, we're a week away from showtime. This time next week, we're going to be up in Albany, Oregon, and to see how far we've come and everything that he and I have both learned in this amount of time, about 120 days, it's been awesome. I wouldn't trade it for anything, and I'm already looking forward to next year. So,
hi, just I'm online. I'm mesmerized because you can go on to, and it shows you the pictures. Like, for instance, I'm looking at lot number 55, Freya. The high bid right now is only $325. Now, I know in the next week it's probably going to go.
Yep.
But this is a 16-2.
Big.
Okay. Big horse. Let's talk about this, too.
Or 16-1.
A lot of times, Mustangs have a tendency to be smaller.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that they can't out-endure or other things. But why is that? Why in some areas you'll get bigger horses and some areas smaller horses, Dixie?
A lot of it is what breed is influencing that particular herd.
Okay.
So each herd is influenced by different breeds. And like you're talking about Devil's Garden, they're influenced more by draft breeds. That's why they're the big stocky horses.
Because the cavalry would bring in, back in those days, or farmers or ranchers, they'd have the draft breeds that would then crossbreed with Mustangs, which would make them bigger.
Yeah.
And then plus, what about the food and water out there? Does that make a difference?
The food and water makes a big difference for their growth. The range is like Devil's Garden, or if you get up into Twin Peaks horses, we have a lot more food available for those horses to eat compared to the horses coming off of ranges like South Steens, mm-hmm. which they're more in the desert. So that makes a big difference in their growth. We've seen a big difference even when you bring horses in that they could be this little tiny, scrawny thing that nobody would even bat an eye at. And 3 months later, you've got this big, gorgeous horse.
Oh, I love that.
Because they got, food and some supplements and everything.
Yes.
Okay, so when you're looking at the horses, and you had no idea which one you got.
Mm-hmm.
So when they trotted yours in,
yep.
Tell us about your horse.
He was actually my first pick. And more recently, I have, like they've mentioned before, I did the Rodeo Queen thing. I was a college rodeo athlete, high school rodeo, all of that.
You were a great queen, too.
Thank you. I enjoyed my time.
We've been very, very fortunate in our choice of queens, let me tell you.
You did a great job.
Yes.
And because you handed it over to Seychelle. And she's been out there just like you were.
Yep. So. The North State is definitely pretty blessed with some amazing horses.
One of ours, Jackie Scarry, was Miss Rodeo California.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
So your mom, you started to say your mom.
Yep. My mom grew up packing in the Trinity Alps. And I have always wanted to get back into that side of things. And I was really excited after my Rodeo Queen stuff. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna settle down and put my focus in that direction. So when I was looking online to pick my Mustang, I had the perfect pack horse in mind. And I was like, I had looked at the past challenges, and I'm like, all right, what's something I can teach this horse that maybe not very many trainers teach? I was trying to find a different avenue, maybe for some different buyers. And I was like, you know what? I'm getting into packing, and I'm going to look for the perfect pack horse because he may not stay with me, but he's going to make a perfect pack horse for somebody else. So when I was looking through, he is 14-2, so he's on the smaller side, but he's got really heavy bones. He's got big feet. Looking at him, he's a little higher withered, which in some different disciplines, you're not really going to look for that. But in the packing side of things, those withers are going to help hold that pack saddle. And I kind of saw the diamond in the rough there, and I was like, when we can get some muscle on him and get his top line filled out a little bit more, he's going to be perfect. And being 14-2, And the goal with him was to be a riding horse and a packing horse. He's easy to get on. He's easy to get off. And the worst thing is being a shorter individual with a horse over 16 hands. And when you get off, you got to go find a log or something to get back on.
Hey, our horse is trained to go to rocks, logs,
yes.
anything. And, I mean, walk her right up, and I can step on a rock and get up.
Yep.
Not that I can't get on her anyway, but why do that if you don't have to?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, they're like
Linda's going through all the horses.
They're muscly. They're like, well, when you think about what it must be like, you know, where they had to survive in the mountains if they've been well, and then of course now they've gone through. How many days do you have to get them ready?
About 120 days.
Okay.
Yep.
So that means like every day.
The other thing, too, is you're not going to, in most cases, I would imagine, you can't say in all the cases, if they're alive at age two and three, mm-hmm. then they're, the weak ones aren't going to make it. If their hooves are not good, they're not going to make it. If their conformation is that bad, they're not going to make it.
Yep,
they're just going to die.
Survival of the fittest.
When you get these, they've probably got really strong hooves and legs, and because they're traveling through all types of ground.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another plus about adopting one of these
is
you're going to get a horse that can go all day long because that's what they do.
Yep. A lot of these horses end up going into more of a backcountry trail riding home. Not to say, Mustangs are very versatile and they can be used in many different disciplines, but a lot of the buyers that we do see or I see is they end up going down the trail. I know with the Mustang that my mom's got, we trim his feet maybe twice a year.
Wow.
As long as we're riding him, he chips his own toes, he rounds them off. I mean, sometimes we gotta rasp just a little bit, but I mean, farriers are expensive, and they are rightfully so. They know their job well.
When you find a good farrier, you'll do anything to keep them.
Exactly. Yeah. But it does make it nice sometimes not have to. Like, it definitely cuts down on our bill.
Well, we're putting pads on ours. If she had feet like this,
we
would pay half of what we pay to have her, have farriers come out.
Yeah. How many horses and people are competing in this upcoming? Well, let's talk about that when we come back.
As soon as we come back, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back with Belinda Brookings and Dixie LaFountain. Okay, if...
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. Continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability, Hunter Roofing. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com, 8:50 in the morning here on the 22nd. It's Friday. And we're here with Belinda Brookings and Dixie LaFountain. We're talking Mustangs not the show, but the event that Belinda's in, and where they adopt a Mustang, and then they have them for 120 days, and then they then go to a show and exhibit what they've trained their horse to do in this 120 days. Now, this is your event is next week. Is that correct?
Next weekend, Albany, Oregon.
How far away is that?
For us, I believe with the trailer, it's going to be about 9 hours, I think.
Yes.
I think it's like 7 to 8 in a car, but pulling trailer, we got to go a little slower.
I just pulled a three-horse trailer up into the Warners, and it takes you a little bit longer. Okay, so then there's different classes in each of these, and you're entering the underhand or hand.
With my Mustang, my initial goal was to go in under saddle.
Right.
So I would then be showcasing that horse under saddle. A little bit earlier this month, just like horses and stuff happens.
Everybody knows this if you have a horse.
Yep. It's not if, it's when something happens. He ended up coming up lame. We think he got a stone bruise. He had a couple weeks off, so that set back my under saddle training quite a bit. And unfortunately, we leave next week, so I'm not going to have enough time to really make that up. So I did drop down to the teen and adult in hand category. I'm a firm believer in setting my horses up for success, and especially with new things. This is going to be, for a lot of these horses, a really big show. A lot of horses have been out going and seeing different things, but this atmosphere is going to be a little bit different. And not that I don't think he could be ridden under saddle through the competition. I'm trying to set him up for success and make this a good experience in his book.
Okay, first of all, it's a beautiful horse. Sorrel with a flex and mane and tail. Now, so what do you do in the in-hand category?
In hand, we're going to be, there's a few different classes. We're going to get judged on handling and condition. So how well muscled our horse is, if they're overweight or underweight. We do have a few judges that are going to be with us throughout the weekend. So that's going to be our first class. And then we're going to have our showmanship, which is in hand, exhibiting. Mostly we're going to be looking at how we show our horses off as individuals. And then we're going to have
Okay, when you say that, do they have to go through like over trail obstacles or stuff like that? Or is it just kind of out in the arena?
Yeah, for showmanship, it's usually going to be a pattern. And there might be some cones out in the arena, but for the most part, sometimes it's almost imaginary. Like you before you go in the ring, you look at your pattern, and then you just go out and demonstrate it.
Okay.
And that judge is going to judge you on how well you can maneuver your horse, if you're positioned correctly, all of that good stuff. Our next class is then going to be like a trail class. And since I'm going to be showing in hand, it's going to be in hand for myself. My horse is going to be saddled. He has a few rides on him and stuff, but I just don't feel like he's quite at the spot to
make
where
you
a good
be
experience
at.
For him. So we're going to then go through that trail course in hand. There's going to be lots of different obstacles, bridges, tires. We might have to drag something, open a gate. Who knows? We don't really know before we get up there, but we do our best as trainers to get them exposed to a lot of these different things before we go. So it's a good experience. And then at the end of that trail course, then we have a little freestyle. And we only get a minute and a half. And that's kind of a free time for us to show off what our horse knows. Some people teach horses tricks. I'm going to take the approach of showing those judges that my horse is ready for the next step in his training progress or process after myself. So we're going to do some – he's going to be saddled. I'm going to get on and off, kind of showcase that he is pretty broke under saddle.
Yeah, that you can get on and off. Not a problem.
And then I believe that's our last class. And then the next day we're going to have our live auction. So as of right now, that auction is – It is live, and you can bid online. It's teenandoregonmustangs.com, and through there you can view the catalog. So yeah, right now there's a handful of horses. A lot of the horses actually have bids on them already.
I know we're looking right now as we're talking about their height and then there's descriptions about what you know what the trainers have been saying about their horses, which is great. So when somebody's coming in to bid, they know what they're going to get.
Yes. Okay, so if I bid and get one of these Mustangs, I can then bring them up to your facility.
Yes.
And you will do the finishing.
Yes, I can. So
B&B. Okay. First of all, your business is.
So I have on Facebook. I have a trainer page. It's BB Horsemanship. Because I'm Belinda Brookins, and we're working with horses. And mules and Mustangs, all of it. I like all equine critters. So that is where if you follow me on Facebook, you can see the updates of my Mustang. Dixie and I both live in Lewiston, so we do a lot together. So our geldings are both pretty good pals, I think. And they get to experience a lot together.
Will you be trailering them when you go together up to Oregon?
Yes, we will.
All right, that's cool.
Yep, we both will. When we picked them up in Burns. In April, the end of April, we traveled up there together and brought them back together.
So was that the
Is it BB Horsemanship?
Yes. Both B's are capital. I know I should have done my research a little better, and there is a couple other trainers in the U.S. that have the same name. But
I am now following you.
Okay. All right. So is this the first time that you've done this? Let's go to you first, mm-hmm. Melinda. Is this the first time that you've done this competition?
Yes. It is.
But for you...
This is my seventh.
Seventh time you've...
Yeah.
And so have you been able to follow the people who have bought the horses and heard of their experiences?
I have.
Do you keep in touch?
There's been quite a few of them I keep in touch with them. One mainly being Belinda and her mom. They have my first Mustang that went through the very first Mustang makeover back in 2007. And her mom purchased the horse from me.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
If you said it before, I didn't hear it. So.
Yeah. So I do get to follow quite a few of them, and it's been really nice to see the horses as they go through their whole training process and what the people do with them. We've had some that become endurance horses. Some that are just everyday trail horses. We've had some hit the show ring, become some really nice jumping horses. Mm-hmm.
We had one on our trail ride that showed he had no fear of water and jumped into the middle of the pond and dumped his rider right there. And then they both got up and walked out and of the pond where they were underwater for a couple seconds. And they walked out. He gets back on, rides over. He says, I'll dry off during the rest of the ride.
So your experience then would be while this weekend is going on and the competition how does one win? Is there a winner of the whole thing?
There is. We do have a grand reserve champion for each age division. So there's age divisions. We have youth, and we have teen and adult in hand. We have platinum in hand, which is everybody over 50 years. And then we have adult riding. And there is a grand reserve champion for each one of those classes.
Okay. And do you watch, like, because right now we're talking about this and we're kind of layman about it. I mean, Carl's, of course, found out about it and wanted to bring you on because it's been fascinating to us because we've always heard about the wild Mustangs being adopted. This is called the Mustang Adoption Challenge happening next week. Do you find that the auction goes crazy live? Because right now people are bidding online, but is there something that happens the day of that people are there?
There's a Mustang that's got a $10,000 bid right now.
Yep. Yes, and there was actually a couple Mustangs
things that sold for a little over 30,000 last year in this sale.
See,
Yeah.
Well,
but I tell you what, here's the thing, and we've got to run. But, well, let's find this out. Belinda, how do people get a hold of you if they want you to work with their horses?
Typically through Facebook works good.
What is the name of your
horse?
No, of your business.
It is BB Horsemanship, and it is on Facebook or my personal page. It's tagged onto my personal page, Belinda Brookins, and I have updates on there. That page is fairly new to me as of only a couple months ago when I started this challenge. Typically the horses that I would train, I didn't really post them online. I didn't really, it was just kind of word to mouth, friend to friend, as far as my clientele went. And, so now we are on Facebook and I advertise a little bit. As of right now, I am booked out for the next all of 2026 for client horses. So if you need something done, it'll have to wait a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But
you're breaking my heart here.
I might make exceptions for special people. But Facebook is the best way. Dixie's also on Facebook, Ears Are Us.
Okay, Dixie, let's see what you've got there. Okay.
And we're going to have to run here.
Ears Are Us. Love that. Okay, on Facebook.
Okay, we'll get that too.
Thank you for joining us on this Friday.
Great
picture
of you and your cruise.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Cruise on Facebook. Thank you so much for taking the time and driving down
here. And good luck next weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
let
you
us
having
know
us.
What happened.
We will.
Okay. Dixie, a pleasure meeting you, too.
Nice to meet you.
All right. Everybody, have a great weekend. It's going to be warm. Hydrate, and God bless America.
So what do you guys think?
Casey and I are Shasta Redding.
Back down. Better.